Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn, and for all the Chamber's events, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org, or coming up here pretty soon, you can visit us not at Santa Rita Park anymore, but actually down at Bank of Colorado in Suite 217. We're moving, but we're not here to talk about that. Don Roberts, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Jack.
Well, I'm going to read your shirt. Fitness Solutions 24/7, Durango, Colorado. You are located.
Forgot I had that on.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you do because I'm always like, is it 24/7? Is it Fitness Solutions? You're located in the Centennial Plaza, kind of where Office Depot is.
Yep.
And the old K-Bobs.
The old K-Bobs, yeah. They put fat on people and we take it off.
Well, and I'm going to start this interview out with, forgive me for I have not shown up.
Yeah, I'm never going to forgive you for that.
You probably are like, yeah, I know, Jack. So.
You must, you know, we're on.
I need that 25th hour.
Okay, well, so.
You are wonderful to work with. You have, when I've come in, like the three times, like once every 3 years to get reacquainted. I can't even look at you in the eye when I say this. Reacquainted with your facility. You do so much more above and beyond what I'm going to say than the average gym.
Oh, well, you're kind. We try. Yeah, we try. Be confused and off on their own. We want to make sure that they're educated and inspired and motivated and have a handle on what's going on. There's a lot of myths out there, whether you're talking about fitness or food. And so
right.
We try to dispel a lot of those myths when people come in.
Well, and when you mention that, so you not only do you walk around, show the facility, you with the new addition, you call it the fun room, the fitness room, there's so many unique pieces of equipment and things. I mean, I watched an individual one time almost like running stairs, but on the ground, kind of like you do in football training. You see them go through the old tire type of drill and just making it fun. And also specific to the muscle or the ailment that they might have.
Yeah, exactly. Most people still have that kind of old paradigm in their head of, oh, we need to get on this machine or that machine. And not that all machines are bad. Mm-hmm. And that back room does have some particular machines. But more of a functional, dynamic movement sort of thing. Real life movement. We've got the agility ladder on the floor. Mm-hmm. We've got a Jacob's ladder, which is a perpetual ladder that you climb.
Right.
And the beautiful thing about our facility, as is most facilities, you can make it as easy or as difficult as you want.
Right.
The problem is most people don't push themselves hard enough. But that room does offer a multitude of things in there, from
right.
a dead mill, which is essentially a treadmill that you push. So huh. it's not electronic. You have to push it like you would a little car.
Oh, okay.
We've got a perpetual rope, like an endless rope that
mm-hmm.
you would pull, a ski machine. We've got a slide board that mimics ice skating. We've got heavy bags of various sizes and shapes
right.
and mini trampolines and things.
Do you have a simulation for cleaning irrigation ditches?
We do, absolutely. Yeah, we can design something for you.
Well, you know, and I think about that because I'm a weekend warrior. I got to go clean my irrigation ditch. And the next day I think, oh, yeah, I'm going to, you know, take my chainsaw and cut up a bunch of oak.
And you wonder why your lower back hurts.
My back and my shoulder, my upper back. I mean, just everything
oh,
because,
yeah.
you know, I push a pencil all day.
Yeah.
But you can specifically design some things for my bad meniscus in my knee, bad labrum in my hip,
mm-hmm.
bad shoulder. You can go, all right, Jack, well, we just need to shoot you. Or you need to do these exercises to build that strength.
Exactly. Most people don't understand, only because of lack of education, that we all do things that we're really not designed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not really designed to sit in a chair, but we all do it,
right.
myself included. We do that a lot. And so what ends up happening is that all these muscles on the front side of our body, this anterior side, become tight. They need to be stretched more, and the muscles on their backside need to be strengthened more.
Okay.
To be basic. But in addition to that, over the course of years, whether it's through injury or other things, we have a lot of scar tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And what ends up happening is those muscles surrounding the joint become like jerky, and we need to get them back more like tenderloin, and we can do that through foam rolling and things and different stretches and through different dynamic movements.
Right.
and it's actually quite fun, but very different from the old paradigm that people right. are used to of coming in, getting on a bike or a treadmill, which is fine, mm-hmm. but it's not optimum.
Right, right. Well, you're also talking about, you know, building that muscle mass and burning the calories through, you know, whether it's kettlebells, things like that, or just mm-hmm. picking up in the, you know, in movement that we're doing in everyday life, let's say, or, you know, I'm getting ready for the chamber move, you know, picking mm-hmm. up boxes and doing mm-hmm. things, and, you know, learning to bend my knees mm-hmm. instead of just reaching over and bending down and picking it up. You also can incorporate some nutritional aspects. Mm-hmm. Maybe say, all right, Jack, don't eat, you know, this, because that's inflammatory.
Exactly.
Stay away from those foods. Exactly. And you take it from the whole perspective.
Yeah, exactly. Too many people look at caloric intake, and really, you know, the hormonal effect is much more powerful than the caloric effect.
Mm-hmm.
People still count calories, and I think it's nuts.
Yeah.
There's times when it's semi-appropriate.
So when you say caloric, I'm sorry to interrupt, mm-hmm. what does that mean?
So in other words, people pick up a package or whatever they look at. They look at an egg and say, oh, there's too much fat in this. Mm-hmm. And fat has 9 calories per gram. And what people need to look at is real food. We've all gotten away from real food. And there's still those myths that we need to stay away from fat. Well, we do need to stay away from hydrogenated oils mm-hmm. and certain fats. But the fact remains that we need a lot of fat.
Right.
And arguably should be the most important nutrient, macronutrient. We basically have fats, proteins, and carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. People are shocked a lot of times by the fat because it's 9 calories per gram versus 4 in protein and carbohydrates. But more importantly, if we eat real food
uh-huh.
and specifically—
Not Oreos.
Yeah. Well, you know, once in a while, right? Have them yeah. a couple times a week.
Sure.
As a treat.
Yeah.
If people will really center around the protein and the fat and the fiber—
Mm-hmm.
mostly through vegetables, their body will, they'll have that natural satiation. They'll be full automatically.
Well, so, you know, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I keep doing that because I get so excited when I talk to you because it's like, think of caveman. I mean, I don't want to go back to the like paleo mm-hmm. diet or whatever, but when you start thinking, if it's processed food, if it's things that, you know, mm-hmm. they didn't have when our bodies were engineered and through evolution, think
right.
of it back even in the 1700s, they didn't have processed foods.
Well, exactly. And here's a really scary statistic, uh-huh. okay? Sugar is everywhere. It's abundant. 100 years ago, the average person ate, let's say an average American, ate about 10 pounds. That's being probably uh-huh. a little liberal. But 5 to 10 pounds of sugar a year.
A year.
The average American eats 150 oh. pounds a year. True
wow.
story. Yeah, it's a fact. So it's a half a pound a day. People don't realize that it's in the breads and the crackers and the cakes mm-hmm. and the juices and those foods. Sugar is actually more addictive than heroin or cocaine.
Wow.
It's
that makes
fact.
Sense, yeah.
The other scary thing is with flour, they're discovering that it has a very opioid effect. So when you combine those two things, think of how much...
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't going to want to hear me say this.
That's true.
And I'm not saying I don't ever eat bread. But when it becomes the main staple for people, when people get up in the morning and have their toast and have
right.
their juice and have their granola and then make a sandwich and do all these things, they don't realize what it's doing to their body. It is making them fat, tired, and hungry.
Right. Well, and you have those highs and those crashes.
Yes. So from a caloric standpoint, if we take a look at, say, 3 pancakes versus 3 eggs, for
mm-hmm.
instance.
Right.
Same calories.
Yeah.
Or I can make them be the same calories based
sure.
on the size of the egg, size of the pancakes.
Right.
But the pancakes are man-made. They're absorbed very quick. They're going to spike our insulin. They're going to spike another hormone called ghrelin, which makes us hungry.
Uh-huh.
They're going to secrete a lot of serotonin, which turns into tryptophan, makes us tired. So they make us fat, tired, and hungry. The eggs, having the protein in them and the fat in them,
mm-hmm.
they're very satiating. They have a hormone called leptin, which helps curb our appetite,
okay.
has dopamine, which helps us be very alert,
mm-hmm.
and then a counteracting hormone called glucagon, not glycogen, but glucagon, that tells the body to burn fat for fuel rather than store it.
So when what you're saying too is that, you know, instead of pouring a bowl of cereal mm-hmm. and a piece of toast,
not a good idea.
Get eggs and bacon or whatever, and maybe a little, you know, grapefruit or something. Have a grapefruit, and that can then reprogram your body. And I've heard more and more people talk about doing a nutritional diet change and going, you know what? I couldn't believe it. I have more energy. I have more of this. And taking the time. And one thing that I'm completely do as I say, not as I do, what is the most important thing we have? Our health.
That's
and
true.
when I blow out my back, I'm good to nobody.
Yeah, you can't be here.
No,
you can't be down at the chamber.
No, can't do anything.
You're not going to be a good husband.
No, well, I'm not that anyway. I'm not that. I just, you know, Sheree. And I look at it and I go, the guilt that I feel and saying, okay, it's time to schedule it, put it into my schedule. You guys have an incredible clean facility, and what I really enjoy is when I've gone in there. I don't, and excuse this term, the muscle head syndrome, but I don't feel intimidated. I see people in there my age, mm-hmm. older than me. They're all getting along great. You get a visit with people. It's a different atmosphere than the, I'm sorry to Gold's Gym, but the Gold's Gym stereotype.
Yeah, it is. We really try to cater to middle age, if you will. Our mean uh-huh. age in there is roughly 40, 45.
Yeah.
It's 50% women.
Uh-huh.
And we don't allow anybody under 18.
Right.
Got a lot of gym rules, which mm-hmm. I think most people
sure.
like. And we do work really hard to keep it clean and comfortable
right.
and non-intimidating.
Well, and as the owner, you're there.
I am there 5 days a week, typically.
Mm-hmm. Not 24/7, obviously.
Yeah.
You have to have a life yourself. Now, let me ask this. If someone's interested in coming in and checking out the gym, first, what's your website?
Mm-hmm. It is fitnesssolutions247.com.
And spelled out 247? Or
just the number.
Numbers.
247. Yeah,
okay.
Good question.
All mm-hmm. right. So fitnesssolutions247.com. Thanks for the shirt. And also, will you do, I guess, like an assessment with somebody? Is there a fee for that?
We do. You know, we tend to do a free general assessment. I tell people if they want to get a free training session, mm-hmm. typically they need to sign up for 6 to 12 months.
Uh-huh.
We really offer 1, 3, 6, and 12-month memberships. And
okay.
there are. But you know what? We'll do it for anybody because the bottom line is we want them to stay there. We want them to be educated and motivated, and we don't do enrollment fees. We don't have hidden costs
mm-hmm.
in that respect, and broad spectrum of equipment.
That can, I think, simulate exactly what you want. When I look at this, I mean, and we can get into the price structure. I don't think that's the important part. But so I know if I go to a physical therapist one time, my out-of-pocket expenses are probably going to equal, if not less, than what your monthly fee might be.
It depends on the
right.
therapist. But,
sure.
You know, a one-month membership at our facility is $70.
So
it goes
you just
down
prove my point.
$5 per, yeah. So, you know, basically you could... Rates range anywhere from $35 to $70 per month, depending
right.
on a person's age. We offer mm-hmm. student discounts and veteran discounts and
sure.
Couple rates and family
okay.
rates and different things of that nature.
But one of the things I want to tell people again is, you know, make the appointment, come in and test drive the Fitness Solutions 24/7, which is right by Office Depot. Come in, walk through. You're open 24 hours a day, so there's no excuse for people like me that say, well, and every time I see you, I do. I go, okay, I've got to get going on this again.
Make you feel guilty?
And
I don't want to make you feel guilty.
Well, no, but you never do. You never do, and you always do it. If you do, it's with fun, and you never guilt me into saying, you know, Jack, we haven't seen you. But you have said that. But you do it in a fun, jesting way. We've got about a minute left. What am I forgetting?
You know, I think the one thing I would stress to people, whether it's at our facility or at their home or another facility, is from a fitness standpoint, one of the most important things people need to do is try to integrate muscles and not isolate muscles. So in other words, most of those programs should be based upon full body workouts
mm-hmm.
or like an upper body, lower body split routine where you're prioritizing big compound movements.
Okay.
I see people all the time still try to isolate muscles, and it's about integrating muscles. So squatting, lunging, deadlifting, doing planks, doing rows, doing chest presses, doing, you know, pull-ups or lat pull-downs,
right.
shoulder presses, things that recruit lots and lots of muscle tissue at one time and is very functional. So if you are out cleaning a ditch
mm-hmm.
or shoveling snow
sure.
or what have you, these motions are going to get you in shape for those activities.
Okay.
And we help to dispel lots and lots of myths with fitness and with food.
Well, and I've also, I know this from my own personal experience, you know, if you're seeing a physical therapist, talking to you who talks to the physical therapist. So
absolutely. We love working in conjunction with therapists.
Okay.
I do have a couple of corrective exercise specialists there as well, but we have 7 trainers that can usually fit someone's needs.
Okay. Well, I hate to do this. I got to cut you off. We're out of time.
That's okay. I appreciate your time, Jack.
Fitnesssolutions247.com. Stop by. Go see Dawn. Highly, 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 highly recommend you.
Thank you. Well, that was a lot of highlies.
Well, it's because I feel guilty. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day. Sorry.